French prosecutors say five suspected accomplices of the Tunisian man who killed more than 80 people in a truck attack in Nice last week have been charged. The Paris prosecutor's office said the five were charged with terrorism-related offences. Earlier, prosecutors said phone records showed that the killer, Mohamed Lahouej Bouchlel, had been in regular contact with the alleged co-conspirators.
Les investigations menées depuis la nuit du 14 juillet dernier.
The investigation underway since the night of July the 14th has progressed and not only confirmed the murderous premeditated nature of Mohamed Lahouej Bouchlel's act, but also established that he benefited from support and complicity in the preparation and implementation of his criminal act.
Donald Trump will promise to end crime and violence in the United States if he becomes president, in a speech he'll give shortly, accepting the Republican Party nomination. Leaked extracts of his speech to the Republican convention contain promises to restore law and order and tackle illegal immigration. He's also expected to return to the issue of defense after saying in an interview that if he were elected, America wouldn't necessarily defend every NATO ally that came under attack. James Landale has more.
In an interview with the New York Times, he said unless other members stumped up more money for defense spending, then the U.S. might not come to their aid if attacked. I would be absolutely prepared to tell those countries, he said, congratulations, you'll be defending yourselves. He may have had a tricky time in recent days amid rows over plagiarized speeches and party divisions, but Mr. Trump is expected to stick to his guns, even if they won't always be deployed to defend a NATO ally.
The federal police in Brazil have arrested 10 people suspected of preparing possible acts of terrorism during the Rio Olympics, which start in just over 2 weeks. The suspects, all Brazilian nationals, are alleged to have expressed support for the Islamic State group. The United Nations Security Council has held its first informal poll on who should be the organization's next Secretary General. Diplomatic sources close to the vote, which is secret, say Antonio Guterres, the former head of the UN Refugee Agency and Prime Minister of Portugal, came first. Zimbabwe's War Veterans Association, which has played a key and sometimes violent role in supporting President Robert Mugabe, has released a statement withdrawing its backing for him. It accuses Mr. Mugabe of dictatorial tendencies and misrule. James Copnell reports.
This development will be quite a blow. Mr. Mugabe is described as dictatorial and his leadership is strongly criticised. There are undoubtedly some among the war veterans who will denounce this statement and who still back Mr. Mugabe. But the pressure on the president is growing. Factions within his own party are openly fighting to succeed him, and there have been nationwide protests about the faltering economy.
BBC News. The authorities in the U.S. city of Miami are investigating complaints by a black therapist that he was shot by police while he was trying to calm an autistic patient in the middle of the road. A video showed the therapist, Charles Kinsey, lying on the ground with his arms raised, asking officers not to fire. He was shot in the leg, but survived. Police said they were responding to a report of a man threatening to shoot himself. The head of Fox News, Roger Ailes, has resigned from the U.S. cable channel following sexual harassment allegations. Mr. Ailes founded Fox and turned it into the most watched U.S. cable news channel over a 20-year period. Jane O'Brien reports.
The official statement announcing the resignation of Roger Ailes contained nothing but praise for the man who created one of the most distinctive political news brands in the U.S. But behind the scenes, allegations of sexual harassment swirled. Former anchor Gretchen Carlson claimed her contract wasn't renewed because she refused to have sex with Ailes, while another star, Megyn Kelly, said he had sexually harassed her when she was a reporter 10 years ago. As the allegations grew, the Murdochs, who owned the station, decided he should go.
The U.S. National Basketball Association has cancelled plans to hold its 2017 All-Star Game in North Carolina over a law that limits protection for gay and transgender people. The NBA said the climate created by the new law meant it could not successfully hold the game in the state. Scientists have discovered that a well-documented interaction between humans hunting for honey in sub-Saharan Africa and a species of bird known as the honey guide is a two-way conversation. It was already understood that these birds chirp as they lead humans to beehives, but new findings suggest that a distinctive call made by the hunters specifically recruits the help of the birds. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com